brought to you by Penguin.
Love Creekwood, a Simon Verse novella by Becky Albertalli. Performed by Michael Crouch, James Foey, Kate Rudd, and Bonnie Turpin. From hourtohour.notetonote@gmail.com to bluegreen118@gmail.com. Date, August 28th at 10:09 p.m. Subject, I don't like this. Wow. Hi. This is weird, right? I swear a part of me believes this email is going to land in your inbox circa junior year of high school. Remember when we were two oblivious dumbasses emailing from across the lunch table? As opposed to 117 and a half miles away? 117 and a half miles away. Who allowed this? So yeah, email sucks, because I want to see your face, and touch your face, and smell your face, and put my face on your face, because I miss you. I miss you. I hate this. I'm not doing this right. I've forgotten how to do emails, especially to you. How does this go again? Dear Blue. Dear Bram. I love you. I miss you. I wish you were next to me on this shitty dorm bed with its sad little mattress. And BTW, I've eaten Oreos thicker than this mattress. But anyway, let's try this again, with a little positivity. Yay! Whee! Hi, I'm in college, and it's nice here. Everything's nice. My customs group is nice. I miss my fucking boyfriend! Fuck this. Simon, a.k.a. Jacques, a.k.a. your sad, pining boyfriend who is handling this very poorly.
From bluegreen118@gmail.com to hourtohour.notetonote@gmail.com. Date, August 28th at 11:17 p.m. Subject, I don't like this. Dear Jacques, sorry it took me so long to reply to your email. You can blame it on the cute college boy who FaceTimed me 5 minutes after he sent it. Well, I miss you. So much. I didn't think it would hit me this quickly. It seems impossible that 15 hours ago I was waking up beside you in the weirdly fancy Newark Airport Doubletree, and now I'm here, and you're there. New York City feels so empty without you in it. Is that weird? You were only here for 2 hours. You left your mark, Simon Spear. And no, I won't tell your mom you drove me into the city. I love that you drove me into the city. Also, you're never allowed to drive in Manhattan ever again. I'd like to grow old with you, thank you very much. Anyway, nothing I write feels remotely adequate right now. I miss you. I love you. I hope you're finally settling in. Glad your roommate's such a devoted Stephen King fan. And I'm sure that giant Pennywise poster will be a joy to wake up to. Do you think you'll sleep tonight? I don't think I will. But I don't mind being a zombie for orientation, because my theory is that zombie brain will make the weeks go faster. I just need it to be September 21st. You know how people strike off dates on a calendar? I want a clock where I can strike off every single second. TLDR, I miss my fucking boyfriend too. Love, Blue.
From Leah on the Offbeat.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?